This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. It's awesome to have you with us. I'm Brad Brown, and let's chat some swimming now. And a returning guest, and we head to Melbourne in Australia, Michael Harvey. Michael, welcome. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me back, Brad.
Michael, you know that you probably upset a lot of people in your first chat with us about coming from a swimming background, because there are a few people who, when they get into triathlon, the swim is the scariest thing that they've ever had to do, and guys like you really irritate the living daylights out of them because it comes so easy to you.
Yeah, it can be frustrating for a lot of people, and it's funny that I do coach myself now, and a lot of people come to me specifically, you know, if they want one thing, it'll be the swimming side of things. So it's a very relevant and a common thing amongst everyone.
But it does level the playing field a bit, though, because it doesn't matter how good you are at the swim, it's the shortest of the three disciplines. So you might have a bit of an advantage, but it's not a long advantage at that.
Oh, that's what I keep on saying to everyone. I go, you know, you spend 4.5, 5, maybe 6 hours on the bike, and, you know, 3.5 to 5 hours running. But, you know, even the people at the back of the pack are only swimming less than 2 hours. So, you know, we need to beef it up. Maybe it needs to be like a 6 or an 8K swim.
I love it. Michael, let's talk about some of the things that you've done from a swimming perspective. It obviously, I don't want to say it comes easy. You still need to put in the hours and the hard work in the pool, but it's something you enjoy doing. It's something you did growing up. What would you say is some of the things that you do in the water that you feel have given you the biggest gains over your triathlon career?
Yeah, good question, Brad. Look, I'll lead out with the obvious one, and probably the elephant in the room for most people. And when I say it to them, they ask me, like, you know, what's the one thing? And I say to them, it's just time in the water, you know. And a lot of people, like you said, they look at me and they go, oh, you know, you just do it so easy. And yes, it's true. I probably, time wise and session wise, I don't need to do as much as, you know, the other disciplines. But I also look and I go, well, I did 10 years of swimming where I spent, you know, 10 days. 10 sessions a week, I should say, you know, in the pool. So if you do that time and you're willing to commit the time, people are willing to get on the bike and do stupid Ks, and same with the running, but it's sort of, they have this hesitation to get in the water. But that's what I'd say is the first one, is just get in the water and be consistent in doing it.
It's unfortunate because often people want the sort of silver bullet, the magic wand to make it better. But at the end of the day, it's paying school fees. You've got to do the work, and it boils down to one word again. It's consistency.
No, absolutely. You know, it's, you know, I say it to people, not in a cocky way. I say, look, if you want to swim like me, then you need to swim for 25 years. That's how long I've been swimming. You know, just like some of the people that you see at those Ironman events, and they're incredible runners, you know, they just get off and they run these phenomenal times, but they might have been, you know, collegiate athletes at their, and, you know, back in school and doing that. So they've just done their time, and that's what people, I think, like I said in the last interview, if you can sort of just embrace that, you know, hurry slowly, just do the work, and the results will eventually come.
Michael, you coach, as you mentioned, and we'll pop the details of if people want to get in touch with you in the show notes, but you obviously do your own work in the pool, but you work with a lot of people in the pool as well. What are you, like, for you personally, what's your favorite workout in the pool, and what do you love giving to athletes as a favorite workout?
Yeah, I'm a big believer in keeping it simple, and that's my model across all three, swim, bike and run, but with the swimming in particular, you know, paddles, pool boy, you know, that's getting a good body position in the water so that people are actually using the muscles that are the big dominant muscles that are going to help you move better in the water, rather than trying to fight your way with, you know, out of pool boy and you know, your hips are dragging through the water and you're not actually, developing the muscles that are going to help you swim better. And quite often is the case that you can get someone who, you know, people go, oh, you should be getting rid of the pool boy and, you know, you don't need to do it. Well, sometimes, well, I find 99% of the time, if people do the right work with the pool boy and the paddles, they get strong. You even remove that pool boy away, they've actually got enough strength to sort of swim better than what they used to in the first place, where if you're trying to shortcut that and do all these fantabulous drills, you know, unless you're willing to spend a lot of time, you know, and talking, you know, multiple, you know, six sessions a week in the water to do all these drills to get the feel for the water, getting strong in the water is your number one priority to help you swim faster.
I love that. I couldn't agree more. I know a lot of people would disagree, but I think that's fantastic. And let's chat some biking next time around. But thanks for your time once again here on the Cone Edge.
Not a problem, Brad. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Cone Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to theconaedge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.